If you work for a living, why do you kill yourself working?
From the Willamette Valley, in America's great Pacific Northwest, greetings! You are listening to the Ernest Mann Show, and I'm your host, Ernest Mann. Coming to you from the interweb, no matter where you may be listening, in this beautiful, but sometimes crazy world, we all share.
Dealing with stupid can be very frustrating, but we have to be patient and understanding, don't we? Hello, this is Ernest. Welcome. At some time or another, we all have to deal with stupid. Matter of fact, many of us have to deal with stupid every day. But first of all, there are broadly two very different kinds of stupid. Systemic stupid, such as local governmental rules and regulations, which can definitely be totally aggravating and incomprehensibly stupid, and people stupid. And surprisingly, the people stupid that we all have to deal with quite often, although also aggravating, is far easier to understand when you understand their purpose, which, unlike systemic stupid, is totally intentional. Now, what I'm about to say may be a bit hard to understand. That's why I always mention at the end of an episode that if you have any questions, let me know. So bearing that in mind, I'll try my best to explain the true purpose of stupid people. There are four universal elements of existence: earth, wind, fire, and water. The planetary-based elements of existence. And there are two: consciousness, will, and death, which ultimately controls the other four. What I'm going to focus on right now is the creational offspring of death, stupid people. When we are created, and this is not intended in any earthly religious sense, it is a matter of achieving balance, because all of existence, you, I, and everything within the sphere of our earthbound consciousness concerns balance, even when it appears to be completely irrational. This is the reason, therefore, we are not created equal, and anyone who is telling you otherwise is either ignorant or trying to deceive you. People often confuse will with its application, but will exists within the confines and limitations of what it is being applied to. And one's intuition is fully aware of this, but this is a subject in itself for another time. So in the simplest terms, death created the absolute worst state of being in human form. Nothing on earth has the power of absolute chaos and destruction as the stupid person. And this is due for two primary reasons. First, stupid is absolutely impervious to reason. And second, actual human beings protect the stupid out of ignorance and misguided compassion, assuring that the stupid maximize their destructive potential. Just visualize this. Imagine there is a lifeboat full of people because a ship sank, and there are also people in the water. Now, the people in the water are not in the water because there weren't enough lifeboats. There were. But these people chose not to get in the lifeboats, despite being repeatedly told to do so, because they felt they had more important things going on. So while the other people got into the lifeboat and were paddling away from the ship, the other people remained oblivious, only choosing to do something just moments before the ship capsized. these are the stupid people. So now the stupid people are swimming towards the other people in their boat and crying out for help. And because the people in the boat have compassion, they keep pulling the stupid people out of the water into the boat. That is until a small wave hits the boat that normally would have been able to handle the wave, but because it's far too overloaded with people, it also capsizes, and eventually everyone drowns. That is what stupid people do. They disrupt and or destroy everything around them, including themselves. So assuming you are not stupid, and I don't think you are, I believe it should be very clear at this point what it is exactly you need to do to protect yourself from stupid people. Stay away from them. Don't socialize with them. And this is even far more important concerning family, because this is where the stupid person usually tends to cause the most harm. I know a woman who has a stupid daughter, who is now 32. The woman is divorced from her husband because he could no longer deal with the constant dysfunctional crazy of that daughter. We're talking about multiple arrests, multiple DUI, and constantly doing stupid things since she was around 13 years old. The mother, instead of standing strong with her husband, chose endless understanding and compassion for her daughter, oblivious or unconcerned of the fact that the daughter was destroying their marriage. In a final act, the daughter, at age 23, was out drinking and driving and had an accident with a family of four, causing multiple injuries. Thankfully, no one was killed. When the girl returned home, the mother instantly began giving her the psychological equivalent of milk and cookies. That is when the father decided there and then to get out of that situation permanently and filed for divorce. Before I give you my last bit of advice concerning this, I am fully aware of just how painful following this advice may be. But if you take into consideration not only your well-being, but the well-being of other family members, the choice to disassociate, however painful, is by far still the best choice. And you're hearing this from someone who can testify from personal experience. So here are my last words. What you must always remember about a stupid person, besides avoiding them at all cost, is that they do not learn, and you cannot rehabilitate them, because actually they are simply following what they are intended to do, reduce chaos, even at their own expense. And there's absolutely nothing that's going to change that. I really hope you found this helpful or interesting. And if you want to know more or have any questions at all, you can reach out to me via my website link in the description below. And if you really want to give me a compliment, telling a friend about the show would be the best compliment you could ever give me. Until next time, this is Ernest, and I usually always am.